This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So just found out that we will be giving away World Series tickets for Game 3 in the Bronx against the Dodgers. So the giveaway will be during Friday's show. So we'll be giving away World Series tickets on Friday's show.
That's going to be a feel-good Friday for sure.
Yeah.
Because the sting.
It's still going.
The sting is kind of worn off now. You know, a couple days removed.
Yeah, it's still only Tuesday, though. So we got to get through the rest of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then, you know, we get it on Friday night. What are the start times of these?
8:08.
Every single one of them?
Well, the first three, for sure.
Okay. All right, good. As long as it's not any later than that. Like, I thought maybe they'd, on a Friday or a Saturday, dump a 9:08 on us.
No, they're not.
Because it's out in L.A.
Nope.
And it's a weekend. You know, we'll throw you a little 9:37 action right here.
8:08 on Friday, 8:08 on Saturday.
All right, nice.
They have 8:08 every day.
8:08 every day?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
I didn't see that.
Oh, I'd like a little 7:08, love a 5:08, love a 6:08, but 8:08, you know what? You sign up for that. You know, well, it's got to be West Coast. You got to be...
Hey, if you're Fox TV, you want these things jammed right into prime time. You know, yeah. Friday and Saturday aren't usually big prime time nights, but because it is L.A. and it is New York, it's going to work out well for their ratings.
Yeah. You know, and they played a promo, Fox, that was not, it wasn't like a World Series promo. It was more just like a postseason promo. But they played it when the Dodgers tacked on those two runs and to make it 2-1 to 4-1. And they went right into break. And it was the only two players they showed were Ohtani and Judge. I thought that was on purpose.
I was like, yeah, of course it was.
MLB postseason on Fox. And they just showed Ohtani hitting a home run and then Judge running around.
Honestly, I'm surprised Fox hasn't put Tom Brady in the booth.
And that pissed me off, to be honest with you. But they ended up being right. Because that's what we're going to get. Ohtani and Judge. They're not going to get me. You know what? They may do a little cross promotion with Tom Brady.
Oh, they have to. This is where he comes into play now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they have a lot of stuff going on out there. And with Tom Brady, they're promoting a lot of different things. Why wouldn't you promote this?
Can we find out, I wonder, in this day and age with digital ticketing, that the person who wins the tickets here, when we give them away on Friday, if they resell them? I wonder if we could figure that out, because I'd like to know. Because, you know, Fleegs the other day was telling me he got, you know, you enter a lottery for the Taylor Swift tickets, I guess.
Yes, okay.
So he entered that lottery for the Taylor Swift tickets. He ended up getting, like, floor seats at MetLife Stadium that were expensive for face value, $500, $600 per ticket. But he looked on the secondary market to see what they were going for. And they were going for $20,000 a ticket. And I'm thinking, Fleeks, you work in the overnights here. I'm sure you're not rolling in it. You just got married. You've seen Taylor Swift before. You sell those tickets.
Well, you sell those tickets and you go see her down in Miami because now you got the money to go take a little vacation and go see her in Miami.
Well, this was last year, whatever it was, but I was like, but he went. He went.
Oh, he's.
Something's more important than money, I guess, huh?
He's a lifer. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I know, but these tickets are going to be insane on the secondary market, I'm sure. So, yeah, I wonder if.
Especially if these first couple games are competitive.
Yeah.
And they come back 1-1 or maybe the Yankees up 2-0.
Maybe. I mean, the Yankee fan will be salivating at that point.
I would think that if the Yankees come back 2-0, game three would be a huge number for a ticket.
I wonder if WFAN has the party suite for all three games or just maybe just one.
Well, don't we have like a contract with them?
Yeah, but sometimes I don't know how it works. Maybe they get all three. That'd be something pop in there for the World Series.
Well, if they were listening to me back in August, they would have made sure that they had it. And if they were listening to you, they would have already had the bunting up.
That's right. I hope they did. I hope they weren't wasting their time and they just got out there. And once the Yankees were up and going to Cleveland, I said, hey, we're going to start painting the field.
Wait, do you see how pristine Yankee Stadium's field looks for the for game three?
Oh, well, yeah.
And the weather has been amazing. Mm. They probably replaced any grass areas that have been worn down. You know, some of you get those worn down grass areas. Indeed. In the outfield.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, it's going to look beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's going to look like the Masters.
It will. And then so will Dodger Stadium. It's going to be absolutely spectacular, too. I loved that stadium when I was there. It's now, you know, it's one of the older ones now, of course. But
it's,
that
they,
view,
like they redid the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean,
they?
It's yeah, it's nice. It's really nice, and the view there is perfect with the mountains and the whole thing. So this is
Chavez Ravine.
Chavez Ravine is right. That's right. So this is it, man. As much as I'm,
like, it's a World Series steeped in history.
Yeah, it is. And I wanted the Mets to be in it. I wanted to watch a Subway Series. I was all about it. I was confident that the Mets would be able to hang and win. But we don't have that. So we're turning the page. And we're getting here, the Yankees-Dodgers, and talking about how nice the grass is going to be.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
Oh, let's go to John in Oxford, Connecticut. What's going on, John?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Gio. Boomer, listen. With Aaron Rodgers, have we ever seen a first ballot Hall of Famer go from near the penthouse to the lobby in half a season? I mean, this guy, I can't, it's almost unfathomable how this has turned into worst case scenario. Last year, it was bad because he got injured and everybody was like, oh, geez, well, if we had Aaron, think of what could have happened. Well, you got Aaron and he sucked.
Yeah, he's been worse. He's thrown more interceptions than Zach Wilson has in the years that he started up until this point. So it's, which is crazy. So Zach Wilson in his first few years of starting had only thrown, I think, three or four interceptions up until this point of the season, and Aaron Rodgers has seven. You know, last year the team was 3-3 or 3-4. You know, this year it's 2-5. I mean, it's incredible the fact that statistically and record-wise, the 2023 Jets have been better than the 2024 Jets could be one of the most shocking things that I've seen. I could not imagine that the offense with Aaron Rodgers healthy would be worse than it was.
You know what's amazing? That the Lions have scored more touchdowns on offense, 18 touchdowns to be specific, in the last four games than they have incompletions. They have 18 touchdowns and only 16 incompletions in four games. Like, Jared Goff is playing the best football of his career, and he and Ben Johnson are in lockstep with each other, and he looks amazing.
Yep.
And this four-game run he's been on. Now, he does it differently than, you know, Lamar does, because Lamar adds the running element to it. I would think he and Lamar are right there for 1-2 in the MVP voting, I would think.
Really is amazing that Jared Goff has become that player. You know, it really is. I mean, he was a good player with the Rams. And then when he was, you know, the afterthought with Matt Stafford, and then they go win the Super Bowl, and it's like, geez, he must have felt like crap. And then here he is now in a legitimate MVP discussion.
I'll tell you this, best offensive line and best offensive coordinator in the league. and they are all in sync with one another. And as long as he plays indoors, you know, he is going to have huge numbers. He has actually completed 83.5% of his passes in a four-game span. That's the highest in the history of the NFL.
Wow. The history of the NFL?
The history of the NFL for somebody with a minimum of, I think, 50 attempts.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Let's go to John, who's up in the Bronx. What's going on, John?
Good morning, guys. You're talking about the stadium going to look beautiful for the series. I live and work two blocks from the stadium. My whole life is here. Over the last, since they won the ALCS, they have been nonstop making this neighborhood look like we live in a beautiful suburb. Cleaning graffiti everywhere. You could go online and see the before and after pics. You would think we live in luxurious South Bronx. They're pulling one over everyone's eyes when they come for the series to make it look right. Like we live in the most beautiful neighborhood around.
Yeah, is the president of China coming to this game?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like when the Olympics go to China, you know, and they end up...
Or it's when the president of China goes to San Francisco.
I mean, it's so funny. Or when... Yeah, the Sochi Olympics, too, was another one. That stuff cracks me
didn't
up.
They didn't have toilets at the Sochi Olympics or something in the athletic housing or something.
Right. There wasn't beds everywhere. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Poo-poo.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... It's not... Listen, we love our friends from the Bronx. There's some areas there.
There's areas everywhere, man.
There's areas everywhere you don't want to be. Yeah, like anytime that you are in like a situation where a lot of people are coming in and they got to clean it up. It's just hilarious. I remember they were actually putting up they were painting houses on wood in China to make it look like a neighborhood instead of showing you the actual houses and things that were going on there in communist China. Yeah. By the way, the Vessel is reopening today.
Oh, it is opening today. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So they have obviously whatever safety guards that they have around it,
which is truly amazing, and not make light of suicide and the issues that people have. But I mean that they opened that thing up, and that many people ended up taking their lives that they had to put netting around it. It was closed for an extended period of time. So. Just really sad story that was going on, but I mean it's incredible that this beautiful structure is built out over there in the west side of Manhattan, and you basically have to now have foolproof measures that people don't jump off.
It's basically a copper honeycomb,
yeah,
is what it is, and it's a beautiful piece of art, and it's also something that you can interact with and get up and climb it, and unfortunately, people. I think coming out of COVID had other ideas.
So I went to game one, Yankees Royals in the ALDS. I went to game five, Mets Dodgers of the NLCS. And I had a great time both games. Obviously, game five is a memory I'll always have. But
you sat with Keith McPherson in game one, didn't
you? I did, yep, I did.
How was that?
Well, that was just a little bit because, you know, he likes to bop around. He goes here, he goes there. He's, you know, he's in the bleachers, so... That was just for a little bit up there. I sat with him, but
I mean, there were expectations they were going to win, though, right? I mean,
oh yeah. Cakewalk
spot.
Yeah. But do you have any desire to see Yankees Dodgers World Series in person up at Yankee Stadium
at 8:08 at night? No,
on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Oh no.
You stay up anyway, though. You're staying up until the middle of the night watching the Oilers.
Yeah, but I don't have to deal with traffic. I don't have to do talk radio sports talk, you know, out in public.
What do you mean? You don't have to do that at the game.
I love sitting home watching the, you know, the strike box on TV.
The box. You like looking at the box.
I love the box.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. They feel like this is kind of history. Yankees, Dodgers, big deal.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Well, listen, I knew the Yankees were going to be here, so.
Okay, but I'm just saying that not even one little bit of you wants to go to one of these games?
No, I remember Sydney dragged me to one of these games back in the day.
Yeah. Well, a World Series game?
What was it? Was that a World Series game that Sydney dragged me to, Al? Or it was 2009, I believe.
So, yeah, it could have been a World Series game then.
I think it was World Series.
Yeah, I think she dragged me to one of those things because, you know, she likes to be in the mix. She's got to be at all the popular things.
She might, I mean, this would be a good time for her to drag you to another one.
I think I don't think so.
You know what? Let me text her and give her the idea.
No, I don't think so.
Well, what about, like, I mean, you got grandkids now. This is
but they're not old enough to understand what's going on, and plus they're not Yankee fans. I almost got Winnie's rooting for the Rangers right now. We're almost there.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, if Daddy's not playing and not wearing the uniform, then
I mean, you were bringing Gunner to all those games in 1994.
Yes, I was,
because you knew that was history. We got history here now. I think you should be bringing the Kazman.
Yeah, but it's not my team.
But it's still New York
and
history.
And the Kazman loves the Mets.
Oh, does he? That's good.
Being raised right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I mean, it is going to be weird to have only the Knicks on tonight.
Rangers play.
Well, Rangers play.
The Canadiens. Devils play. Islanders play.
Well, you know, okay. For me. Just for me and my own personal likings.
I gotcha.
So I could sit there and focus on them, having no baseball, no football.
Yeah.
And now I feel like it's basketball season. Just like that, snap of a finger. But I'm excited for it, and it's a long regular season with lots of peaks and valleys.
Is
Jerry.
This earlier than normal? I thought they always started Halloween week.
It feels a little early.
It does.
It's almost Halloween week. Or
you know, no, I know. I thought it was a week early, though. But
the amazing thing, their home opener is Friday night.
World Series.
Yes.
Nothing you can do about that, huh?
And the Pacers are back in town.
That's right. Did you see the video that Tyrese Halliburton posted?
I'll play it for you.
Okay.
Fifth, what's up, brother? Wanted to congratulate you on your Vegas residency. You've always shown love, so I want to show love back. Appreciate you. Congratulations. That's a big, big honor. It's 4 a.m. I just.
All right. So just so you're aware, Fifth is 50 Cent.
50.
About being in Vegas.
Okay.
And all is good. And then he talks about, you know, it's 4 a.m. And if you're just hearing it, all sounds fine.
Big honor. It's 4 a.m. I just got back from the club, but I got to make sure I show love to my guy. Congratulations, brother. Keep going.
Not one, not two, three blondes with him.
That's right. Three blondes.
Now, one is his girlfriend. So I imagine it's, and two of her friends, I guess. And he's there shirtless.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it looks like.
He's ready to roll.
Yeah.
Yes, he's indeed. Ready to go, man. He's focused. He's, that'll be a great year for the Pacers.
That's a mayor of Pound Town spot right
now. Yes. What do you think his contract is?
Big.
He's probably making, what, $50 million a year?
Did you see...
$5,245.
Yeah. Wow. Did you see the extensions that were handed down in the NBA
yes.
the last
yeah,
couple
days?
Yeah,
a couple of them, yep.
But Jalen Johnson, 22 years old, got 3 years, $150 million. Or no, 5 years, $150, I believe.
It's a lot of guys that get a lot of money.
You're not kidding. And then the WNBA might have a work stoppage after next year as they're opting out of their CBA.
Well, they're opting out of their CBA because their media rights deal yep. has significantly improved. Now, there are a lot of stories out there that the WNBA lost a lot of money again this year, despite the popularity and how it has supposedly grown. We will see over the next 2 to 3 years whether or not this is actually going to really turn into a thing.
Sure. We are brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. Oh, by the way, we are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Haven't done that either. So we got Ravens Bucks last night. There were two, not one, two Monday night football games last night to wrap up the week in the NFL. And after a slow start, if you will, just in terms of the scoreboard being down 10-0, the Ravens came storming back.
Ravens break huddle in their white jerseys and black pants, moving from right to left. The running back is Justice Hill. Jackson with three wide, takes a look at the nickel. Arms outstretched, shotgun snap, right tackle block, blitzes on, dumps it off the hill at the 20, got a block 15. Inside the numbers, the 10, the 5, corkscrews in, touchdown Baltimore.
And that was Kevin Harlan, Westwood 1.
Perfectly executed screen by the Baltimore Ravens.
Sure was. That
no awareness by the defensive line or linebackers of the Buccaneers in that particular play.
And that put them in front 14-10 on their way to a 41-31 win in Tampa. Lamar Jackson was simply outstanding, 17 of 22, 281, 5 touchdowns, no picks, ran for 52 yards. In terms of being down 10-0, maybe a slow start from you guys?
It wasn't slow tonight. Those guys were flying around. It was getting after us a little bit. Got a couple sacks, few sacks. Disrupted us a few times. But we came out victorious, so that's all that matters.
And that's 5 straight wins. He is playing quite well. Is he playing at a higher level, John Harbaugh?
How do you measure levels? There's a lot of levels going on here, but I think we can take it to another level as a football team. You know, across the board, there's so many things we can improve upon. That's what we're going to be focusing on.
So while they're 5-2, the Bucs are 4-3. Baker Mayfield losing Chris Godwin to an ankle injury. Mike Evans a hamstring injury. Here is Mayfield going forward.
Got to find a way. Short week. We're going to be playing for first place in the division next week at home against Atlanta. Got to have the nature of this business. It sucks. And, you know, I'm going to be thinking about Chris and Mike for a while here.
Yeah, hopefully they get better sooner rather than later. The other game was the Cardinals and the Chargers, and this thing went down to the wire.
The Cardinals down 1, 2 seconds left. No timeouts remaining for the Chargers. Ryland is ready. Gillikin to hold, snap, ball down, the kick is up, and the kick is good! And the Cardinals win it, 17-15.
And that was Cardinals radio with the game winner right there from 32 yards out. Arizona beats L.A. Kyler Murray threw for a touchdown, also had a 44-yard touchdown run. Here was his head coach, Jonathan Gannon. We can do this.
I think that's the main thing is you just got to control your day, you know, and just keep stacking good days. And our behavior is right, but now we gotta keep it going. It's got to translate, you know what I mean? Because we're good enough where it can translate. I know that.
I'm sure very disappointing for the Chargers. They had a lot of offense, a lot of yards, but when you kick a lot of field goals, you don't win games. They had 5 of them. Here's Justin Herbert.
I thought we'd did
did a lot of good things, but we got to score points in the red zone. That's the biggest takeaway from tonight's game. You know, we got an amazing kicker, but we got to do a better job for our defense, for our special teams.
And they do have an amazing kicker.
Dicker, the kicker.
He is unbelievable. A 59-yarder last night that probably would have been good from about at least 66, 67 yards.
Probably. And he also had the 50-yarder and a 47-yarder, so he was pretty good. But you don't win games kicking field goals. Yes.
Well, Dicker, the kicker, will be the equivalent of that with a punter.
No, let's not. Punter the hunter.
Oh, okay.
Hunter the punter.
Good Lord. All right, the Jets play the Patriots on Sunday. Rex Ryan was fired up about this Jets team on ESPN in terms of what the coaches needed to do and be. Here was one of two clips from Rex.
Why the hell you hire me? All right? Why? All right. Because I'm going to create that culture. That team is more important than the freaking individual. That when the team wins, everybody wins. All right? It ain't about the name on the back. It's about the name on the front of the damn jersey.
And then he was ripping the Jets. All right. For being a collection of players and not necessarily a team.
Be proud to be a damn New York Jet. Right now, I don't see it. I'm proud to be Aaron Rodgers. I'm proud to be this guy. I'm proud to be that guy. How about be proud to be a freaking New York Jet? Where's the passion for it?
A lot of passion from Rex.
Yeah, I mean, that was a very generic, just coaching, shouting thing there.
It was a lot of shouting.
I mean, there wasn't anything in there that was particularly interesting. He just shouted a bunch of cliches.
How about Micah Parsons shouting?
Oh, yeah, he's shouting?
Well, not really. But talking about Saquon Barkley and the Giants, and the Giant fans specifically, Micah on his podcast, not happy with the Giant fans.
Saquon returns back, and he said he saw them burning jerseys, and his jersey in the parking lot. Like, what are Giants fans absolutely, like, are y'all just as delusional as the GM?
He then says, blame Joe Shane, not the player.
It is not Saquon's fault that he is not back in the blue and white. He's not back in New York. Point fingers at the GM. Like, did you not all see the same video of Hard Knocks when they said, we don't know if we want to give him this money?
Right. And then he says, this is all on the organization, not Saquon.
Y'all allowed Saquon to hit free agency. Y'all allowed the Eagles to offer him something. Y'all could have signed him during the season or the year before that. The Giants were playing around with this man's money, not allowing him to feed his family.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's a bit of a stretch.
But I have to say, man, they haven't won a home game this year. Am I right?
Who's this?
The Dallas Cowboys.
No, they've been brutal at
and
home.
And this man is talking about somebody else's business?
He's injured, and yes.
And he's talking about another team's business. Now, it's one thing if you are a, you know, an ex-player and you have to give opinions. I totally understand that.
He does this every week.
And here he is. I mean, you know, your own house is burning down.
Speaking of their own house, just one more clip from him, and then you can continue.
People leave blood and loyalty. Y'all still let him walk away. Like, you almost have to laugh at them. And then, like, I'm so glad he had that game because he damn near on their turf.
Damn near what?
Bleeped. Turd on their turf.
Yeah, I had a line I was going to use, but I didn't during the broadcast. There was a corgi race. And during halftime.
Yeah. That was probably the most enjoyable thing we saw all day.
Right, I said, so now the Giants offense, not the only dog crap that was on the field. But I thought that wasn't appropriate for a national broadcast.
Professional
broadcast.
This is a national broadcast.
Well, it's just different. It's a talk show.
As opposed to an NFL play-by-play
right,
game.
Yeah.
I think you could have gone with it.
Yeah. Poop or crap?
Crap.
Crap. Okay.
Perhaps I'm not the best judge.
Saquon Barkley won this particular game and this particular laugh, and he got the revenge. You know, the real question is Saquon Barkley going to last the whole season and then beyond? Because that's really what the discussion is in these GM offices. Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of player will we have if we give, you know, $30 million of guaranteed money, and is he going to be available for, you know, 2 to 3 years? So that still has to play itself out. Certainly Saquon has been great for the Eagles. I'm not saying he hasn't been, but the question is, will it happen for the next 36 games or so?
Well, that's a great segue to get into the other injuries around the league. Brandon Ayuk, torn ACL. Deshaun Watson, ruptured Achilles. Jaden Daniels, rib injury. As we know, this was Dan Quinn.
So it's not going to be something that's going to knock him out for a long term. And so, like I said, we're going to
listed as week to week, and like I said, hopefully we'll play this week, and we'll take it every day of it all the way through.
So that's at least positive news for Daniels. You got the Dolphins and the Cardinals on Sunday, and while we see Jaden Daniels out, maybe back this week, Tua's missed the last couple of weeks, obviously, in concussion protocol. He is planning on playing this week. They asked him if he was going to wear that shell on his helmet. He said, absolutely not.
Guardian cap.
Yep. Then he said, I know what I signed up for.
Every time we all suit up, we're all taking a risk that we could potentially get hurt, whether it's a concussion, a broken bone, anything. You get up off of the bed the wrong way, you potentially could risk you spraining your ankle. There's just risk in any and everything. And I'm willing to play the odds.
Yeah, I don't like the Guardian cap name. Like, I would have gone with anti-concussion condom. That's what I would have gone with. Because then it's just, people would know what it is. Like, you just said that thing on your head, right? And then Boomer's like, it's the Guardian cap. Like, no one's going to remember the Guardian cap.
That's true.
You call it the anti-concussion condom. Everybody, nobody forgets that.
Anti-concussion condom.
Yeah. You know?
I don't necessarily know I'd wear one. I don't think I'd wear that if they called it that.
Why not? It's to protect your head. I mean, come on. The function of a regular condom is to protect you. Same thing.
What do we got, about 6 or 7 players wearing those Guardian caps now?
What?
The anti-concussion condom.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, about 6 or 7 players are wearing those things. Yeah, I was confused what you said there.
All right.
Yeah.
Week 8 begins with the Vikings and Rams on Thursday night. The NBA season starts tonight for your New York Knicks and Boston Celtics. Here is Tom Thibodeau. You guys were talking about roster turnover. Here is Tibbs.
There's always change. Every year in the NBA, you're going to have some changes, and then how quickly can you get everyone onto the same page? So that's always the challenge. And then you have to be careful when you have a core that's been together that you don't skip over any steps.
And by the way, I'll get back to the basketball in a moment. You saw that Ravens guy, that crazy guy, turned himself in.
Yes,
so that was
did,
not made up. That was him beating the crap out of people in commander jerseys. That was true. And now he's going to at least he's been
arrested. And unprovoked, by the way. I mean, that's the biggest part of that story. This was not a fight where two people were drunk and in the stands. Like, there was just two guys walking in commander's jerseys down a sidewalk, and he punched the one in the face, knocked him out, and threw the other one against a wall.
Correct. And thought it was a great idea to video it and post it somewhere.
And said, I don't lose.
Yeah, okay. Back to the basketball. Here's Joe Mazzulla, not worried about the critics in terms of the pressures that come along with trying to repeat as champions.
I just don't look at it as pressure. Because, like, a Boston media member or somebody expecting me to win, like, they don't have a weapon. Like, they're not going to, like, come after me if we don't win. Like, they're saying words. So, like, they don't mean anything. They're just words.
And he says, quite frankly, you guys mean very little to me.
It's not pressure. There's nothing anyone in this circle can do to me that's going to impact my identity and who I am as a person or a coach. We're either going to win or we're not. And 40 years from now, none of you were invited to my funeral, and that's it.
Wow.
That's it.
What is going on?
What is happening with people now?
I don't know.
Golly. And by the way, you know, I was thinking about the whole Tibbs thing. Like, do you think that Tibbs wanted Carl Anthony Towns, or do you think that Rick Brunson wanted Carl Anthony Towns?
I think Tibbs wanted him too.
You do?
No, I mean, I know what you're saying there with the whole Dante DiVincenzo thing. I wouldn't be surprised if Rick Brunson was a big proponent of it, but there's no way, the way that this thing has worked, that if Tom Thibodeau was against this, like, no, I don't want this, that they would have made the trade. No way. They work collaboratively very well. So, but yeah, I'm sure they all loved it. Rick, Tibbs, Steve Stout.
You know, I kind of forgot about him. Like, just like reading between the lines, I think I kind of feel like when they got Mikal Bridges, everybody was really on board. Everybody was totally happy.
Seemed very cohesive.
Yes. And then all of a sudden, this trade came out of the blue. I think we kind of expected it for about a year, though, because of the amount of money Carl Anthony Towns was going to make. And then the reaction from DiVincenzo, you know, against them in a preseason game was really eye-opening. Like, something went on there. And I don't think Jalen Brunson had anything to do with it. I think there's something that went on there that is really, really caught everybody off guard. And I think there are probably some hurt feelings, of course, for the guys that left. I just don't know about the guys that have remained here. Do they actually believe in what they've done? I do. I believe in what they've done. The question is, do they believe in what they've done?
Lakers, T-Wolves tonight as well. Rangers, Canadians, Devils, Lightning, Islanders, Red Wings, and a parade Thursday for the New York Liberty.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Now I'm going to narrow this down to a few franchises. Not all of them. I'm going to keep a couple out. No disrespect to them, but I'm going to keep a couple out. So this is the fan bases of the Jets, Giants, Yankees, Mets, Rangers, and Knicks. You got all that?
The fan bases of all that. Yes, I got it.
Who is the most realistic about their team? Who is the most delusional about their team?
That's a hard thing because the Jets are losing right now. So all the Jet fans that commiserate together and feel like this is a lost franchise and it's been like this all the time. I mean, they're not delusional. I mean, but they just fold in the face of adversity. You know what I mean?
See, I think the Jet fan is the most realistic. They really, and you want to call it negative, fine.
Yeah, they're realistic, but they're negative.
Yeah, because they've been given a lot of crap. But I would say they are the ones that are the most reasonable and realistic about their franchise. I don't hear a lot of Jet fans overrating the team. It's more being scared of what's going to happen. Now, I would put delusional in the category, if I'm moving over there now, the Giants fan. Delusional. I also think...
The Giant fan falls back on their Super Bowl history.
And I'd probably be the same way if I watched those 2000s. Runs.
Yeah.
I would like, hell, man, my team is special. We did this before. Like, we can do it again.
And we have the right mix of ownership and the way we do things, but that certainly hasn't been the case in the last 10 years.
I would also say the younger Nick fan. Not someone who saw the 90s and later. The younger Nick fan. Is the what? Carmelo is, Anthony Nick fan.
Is delusional?
Delusional.
Delusional, okay.
Delusional. What do you think? Agree, disagree?
We here! Yeah, he's a little bit nutty. There's no question about it. And any little crumb of success for them.
The blow up.
It blows up, yes.
Now, we're not like that.
No, because you know what? For 20 years, or for many years, I sat here and said this has been a disorganized mess of a franchise that was poorly run, and there were decisions made about hiring certain people to come in and run this organization who ran it into the ground.
Yeah.
But now they finally got it right with Leon Rose, and I questioned that hiring initially. But his patience and his understanding of the league and how players, you know, respond to different things and the hiring of the right people, the right coach, all of that settled this franchise down, and now the franchise looks extremely stable because not only are they winning, they're trying to build on the winning that they've done.
Where'd you put the Ranger fan? More realistic, more delusional?
Because of our success and sustained success over the years, even though it hasn't transpired to Stanley Cups, I would say that we are... I mean, I'm realistic. I know we don't have a Sidney Crosby or a Connor McDavid or a Nathan MacKinnon or Connor McDavid on our team. I know that. I know our guy that is at that level is our goalie.
Mm.
So he keeps us in games. But I've never questioned the decision-making of what the Rangers have tried to do. And I'd also give them a lot of credit because they've been transparent to their fan base for the most part.
Yeah, I would say that most Rangers fans in my life, excluding Sean Morash, I would say are pretty reasonable. Now, I would say
passionate.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Well, the passion's there for every one of these fan bases. I'm just talking about, you know, the crazy delusional stuff. I want to ask Al because Al talks to more of these fans than anybody. The most delusional fan base, the most realistic fan base of the Jets, Giants, Mets, Yankees, Knicks, Rangers.
I'll say delusional Giants. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, they are always optimistic and one thing away from a win. They never like to blame anybody other than a group, the group of the offensive line, not an individual player. It's just a grouping.
Okay. Yep.
Most realistic, I will also say the Jets, because even when things are going well, even when they get great news, they know it's not going to pay off.
Yeah. Like, when was the last time you ran into an obnoxiously positive Jets fan?
It's impossible.
You can't find it.
It's impossible. Even like Deshaun Winters of the world.
Yeah.
Who love the team and love going to the games, who will always support the team no matter what happens. I mean, even he obviously takes part in a roundtable, and the roundtable is what? It's built on the negativity of the Jet fan.
And I feel like the Mets fan, you can get an overly positive, obnoxious Mets fan because the Met-Yankee thing is a bigger deal than the Jet-Giant thing. And you get the Met fan fighting the Yankee fan a lot and those things, and it's our town now and all that stuff, where you don't get as much of that with the Jets.
Playoffs with Zach!
So let me ask you this, Al. How would you characterize the Yankee fan?
They expect to win, and if they don't, they expect ownership to go get a top player, the top player available.
So fire everybody.
You know what they are? The Yankee fan is privileged.
Yeah.
Right? Word. That's a pretty good word to use, right?
Yeah, it's a good word.
Perfect word.
Yeah. We throw that word around a lot now these days. They're privileged.
Yeah, indeed. So, yeah, no, that's good. But I also stand by the young Knicks fan that got involved during the Carmelo Anthony era. Very delusional. Very, very
delusional.
I mean,
you remember when they beat Boston the opening night and they were out bing-bonging themselves down Fifth Avenue or Seventh Avenue? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know,
we outside, baby!
Yeah, I mean, these people.
These people is right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.